Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, let's get right to it, man. Staycation setup time, the morning mess. We got Alicia and Phoenix in the line. She thinks her man Bruno might be cheating with the nanny, Alicia.
Yes. I do want to start off by saying that Bruno actually isn't the father of my children. I've only been dating for about 6 months, and I've had this nanny longer than I've been with him, right? For just over a year and a half.
So what sucks more, you losing the nanny or you losing his boyfriend, if it comes down to it?
I mean, they're both going to be a hit, but I think probably the nanny, right?
Right. Mm. Yeah. It's hard to find one. How many kids do you have?
I have two kids. Mm-hmm. It's just without her, I don't even know where I'm going to be at, but...
Well, she goes above and beyond if you're sleeping with your man. Jesus, man. God.
Yeah, we definitely don't want that to be the case. I mean, yeah, I was a single mom and nervous, right, even to introduce Bruno to my kids. And he hasn't even stayed the night over because I'm just trying to slowly introduce him as maybe being a part of our family.
Right. I respect that. Now, what brings you to you thinking that he is seeing the nanny?
Well, my nanny Ruth is a live-in, right? So she stays with me and my children, and she's with us almost all the time.
Okay.
And she's about 10 years younger than Bruno and I. So initially, I never thought that it would even be an issue, right? Having him come over and you know, hang with the kids. I didn't even consider it because she's like family to me.
Yeah.
And so I've noticed recently that Ruth is just being a little flirty with my boyfriend. I don't know. Bruno's kind of having those conversations, right? I feel like he should have just shut it down right away. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, thinking that she's friendly. But the other night, I walked in and they were like laughing and maybe a little too touchy. And immediately I was like, absolutely not. This is very inappropriate. Even the fact that I'm having an uneasy feeling means this is a no, right? It's a hard no.
Yeah, and you think she would be a little more professional, right?
Exactly. And I mean, I have to put my kids first and make sure that they're taken care of. And, you know, they can't just like walk into a room on my boyfriend, like sleeping with a nanny. Like, that's a crazy thought.
Right.
So we were talking and it's not what it looked like, right? The same excuses you're going to get from anyone. But I feel like if I hadn't walked in at that time, things definitely would have escalated. And I just don't like that.
Right. It's your intuition going off.
Exactly. And, you know, if I find out that he's cheating, they're both gone, which puts me in a bad spot. But I can't have people like that under my roof, especially around my children. And it really took a lot for me to let Bruno in and meet the kids and come over, and for Ruth to be that unprofessional after I've made her part of my family. I do pay her well. Like, it's not like that either, right? She has no reason to disrespect me and my family.
Now, who are we calling for the staycation setup? Are we going to try to call your boyfriend? Or are we calling the nanny?
Yeah, we're going to call Bruno.
Okay. We're going to call your boyfriend Bruno, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, see who he wants to put on that reservation. Obviously, he says Ruth, and he is trying to definitely hook up with your nanny. If he does say you, Alicia, an apology, maybe?
Okay, yeah, I can accept that.
Okay, because we did want the person that actually said their name, and then they just hung up of embarrassment. So don't hang up.
Okay, I agree.
And if you hang up, I'm calling you right back.
Yeah, fair enough.
We're not letting you off the hook.
Exactly.
If I'm wrong in this situation, I will take the L. Like, I'm fine with that.
All right. Well, we're going to find out if Ruth has been taking the D.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Bruno?
This is Bruno.
Hi, Bruno. My name is Selena, so I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
No, I'm not interested. That's fine. Thank you.
Are you sure? What if I told you we would put you in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package? Would you be interested then?
I don't need a hotel. It's fine. Thank you.
It's complimentary on the Aurora Hotel, so I wouldn't want you to miss out on this offer. It's a completely free stay all weekend, and you even get to bring a guest.
What, like a timeshare thing? Are you like giving me a presentation?
No, it's not a timeshare presentation. We're actually new to the scene, so we just want to get our name out there. So all we ask in return is for a Google or Yelp review of your stay.
You're just giving me the hotel for the weekend?
Yeah, so we saw you were present on those sites I just mentioned, and we thought you'd be a perfect fit to review our hotel and tell us what you think about it.
Okay.
So are you in?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Bruno. So excited to set this up for you. So something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is we actually address a sweet or saucy note to the guests you will be bringing that I mentioned earlier. So I can give you a moment to think about that, and whenever you're ready, I can write it down.
Well, I guess if those are the choices, I gotta go with saucy.
Absolutely. It's always a great choice. Are you ready to write a note down? You good?
Oh, I have to make up the saucy? Okay.
Yeah, I could give you a moment.
You can write, I'll show you how it's done in the sheets.
Okay. And now that I have that written down, Bruno, the most important question here is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Ruth.
Oh, my God, that f***ing nanny is fired.
My God.
Hello? Wait, what?
We'll let you know what's going on. You're live on the radio. We're a morning show called The Morning Mess. Legally, we got to let you know that with your girlfriend, Alicia.
Wait. Everybody, hold on.
I let you around my kids into my home. You two are so disgusting.
Wait, honey. I know this looks bad, and I'm sorry you're finding out like this, but nothing has happened yet.
Yes.
Keyword,
now it has to fire that bitch because you two couldn't keep your hands off each other.
Wait, no, look, don't fire her because of one stupid mistake. I mean, you can blame me if you want, but don't have her lose her job. Like, nothing has happened yet.
But it was going to. And then you would have continued to have it happen under my roof. And if I hadn't caught you now, you're just going to keep going through with it until you got caught. Like, really?
No, look, and I'm sure if we just talk about it, you know, no one has to lose their job. You don't have to make any rash decisions.
Do you really think I'm going to take any advice from you? You both are completely cut off, and I'm not dealing with any of it.
That part.
Ooh, you tell me.
Don't let your emotions get the best of you right now. Just think this through, okay? I'm not trying to ruin what we had, but I'm not trying to get someone fired either. Like, she loves it over there.
Then maybe she should have thought about that before she wanted to sleep with you. Like, how do you think this is okay?
I know this isn't okay. You know, people make mistakes. That's what I'm telling you. Nothing's happened yet.
Yeah, and just because people make mistakes doesn't mean you have to forgive them.
Amen.
I don't want anything from the two of you. Go enjoy your lives together. Do whatever the f*** you want.
Okay.
All right, I'm done trying to change your mind.
Okay.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Wow, what a great effort. You won't ever change my mind either way because I don't want anything from you. Don't ever contact me again.
Hey, well.
Okay, so if I can still get that hotel room, that'd be great.
Kick rocks,
okay,
loser.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, I think she said all she had to say to him.
Yeah, she hung up. So, Bruno, obviously, you're single now.
Is that fun for you guys?
No, I feel bad. I feel bad for Alicia because she has kids involved, and that's a shame.
Are you still going to try to pursue this nanny?
God, f*** off.
Okay, it was just a question, but sure.
All right, he hung up as well.
Awesome.
Oh, good. I didn't want anything to do with him. Yeah.
I hate him.
I know. I hate him because
I wasn't going to do it yet.
Devil's advocate. Maybe they haven't done anything yet, but he was attempting to.
Yeah, and in her house where she was still kind of uncomfortable bringing him in, the audacity.
Yeah, shut it down. Say, I would never. Like,
right. That sucks.
Yeah.
I know. I wish, can we get back in contact with her so I could give her those counseling services?
Did, we did say we were going to call her back if she hung up.
I want to hook her with some babysitting services. I got a few on rotation.
Yeah. She sounds rich. If she has a living nanny,
I know,
she got
right?
bread.
Right? Who the hell could afford a nanny nowadays? Man, that's crazy, right? Hey, big shout to Fountain Hills checking in this morning. The Morning Mess, we appreciate y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.